Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The House recently passed H.R. 7, which is known as the No Taxpayer Funding for Abortion and Abortion Insurance Full Disclosure Act, which is a very encouraging thing for those of us who are pro-life. We're going to talk about that on Faith and Freedom today. I'm Holly Mead, Director of Communications with Liberty Counsel, and joining me is Matt Barber, founder of Barb Wire. Well, Matt, this is an exciting thing and an encouraging thing as far as for the sanctity of human life that the House has recently passed. This H.R. 7 makes the Hyde Amendment permanent, and it also protects Americans of conscience by requiring the full disclosure of abortion coverage in Obamacare so that they can make informed decisions about their health care plans.
Yeah, it's very encouraging that the Senate is expected to likewise pass it, and President Trump has pledged that he will sign it into law. The Hyde Amendment, as you mentioned, has been around for many, many years and has temporarily prevented the federal government from compelling people to help contribute to abortions through taxpayer dollars.
But it hasn't been permanent, though.
That's the one thing. And that's the big thing here.
Subject to renewal. Yeah.
That's exactly right. This makes it permanent. And the Hyde Amendment was just completely ignored by this president and through Obamacare, which forces people to fund through their tax dollars abortion, forced, of course, businesses and even the Little Sisters of the Poor and others to pay for birth control and abortions, things that violate their conscience. So this includes conscience protections for individuals, for companies, for ministries, for universities and others. Mm-hmm. Basically, it's a carte blanche prohibition against any taxpayer dollars going toward abortion, which was rife throughout Obamacare. That has gutted all of that. Obamacare, yeah, of course, is expected to be repealed completely in toto. But in the meantime, this is an extremely important bill that's been in place, and it sets the table, Holly, for the complete defunding of Planned Parenthood, which the lion's share of the $500 million a year that they get from taxpayers. Of course, it's all a shell game. It goes to pay for and to cover abortions and the taking of innocent human life. So I believe this is a precursor to the ultimate defunding of Planned Parenthood.
Right. You know, my mouth just dropped when I realized that after the Roe versus Wade decision, the abortion decision in 1973, and when the Hyde Amendment took effect in 1980, during those years, that federal tax dollars, that's my dollars, your dollars, everyone's dollars, funded approximately 25%, or that's about 300,000 of all U.S. abortions annually. That is horrific.
Oh, it's unconscionable. And what it has effectively done is it has taken the blood on the hands of pro-aborts legislators and others who embrace abortion and want taxpayer dollars to go to that. They've taken it. They have blood all over their hands. They've come over now and wiped that blood on those who are against engaging and being complicit in abortion homicide. So they've taken the blood on their hands and rubbed it on our hands without our permission to do so effectively and in violation of our conscience. So it is horrific. That's a good way to put it.
You know, also, too, this H.R. 7, this bill, also prohibits abortions at facilities owned or operated by the federal government, and it also prevents federal employees from performing abortions within the scope of their employment. So could you imagine, you know, again, taxpayer funding facilities or federal employees having to perform or support in some way an abortion?
Yeah, absolutely. And it would also prevent, for instance, as Obamacare attempts to do, enforcing Catholic hospitals or Protestant hospitals, it would protect them from being compelled through Obamacare or through any legislation or any law to violate their conscience and engage in abortion homicide. So this offers additional conscience protections. But H.R. 7, again, we need to reiterate here, makes the Hyde Amendment permanent and protects their conscience by also requiring, Holly, the full disclosure of abortion coverage in Obamacare plans so they can make informed decisions about their health care plans. You'll recall that President Obama just made up whole cloth a rule with Obamacare, his HHS director at the time, that would prohibit people from finding out, that would hide which plans cover abortion so that people could not make informed decisions.
Can you imagine a church? You imagine a church having their insurance plan covering abortions or something?
Well, that's the point. Obamacare was set up in a way where the church couldn't know. They kept it away from, hidden from them, so they couldn't possibly know. What a furtive and just a cynical way to try to steal taxpayer dollars from people to engage in the dismemberment, the live dismemberment, as a matter of government policy of precious little unborn American citizens.
And our prayer is that eventually Planned Parenthood would be defunded. They have recently defunded them internationally, as we've talked about in our previous program, but we pray that domestically they'll be defunded. Even though they don't publicly advertise it, they say only 3% of abortions, but Cecile Richards, the president, has said under oath more than 80% of their profits come from abortions. We've had a group called Live Action that has done a lot of undercover investigation.
And Lila Rose, yeah.
Lila Rose, amazing, amazing organization that is revealing some great truths that people need to know about Planned Parenthood. Number one, they don't provide prenatal care, which is what they have publicly advertised. Cecile has publicly said that, as well as some of her other people said, well, we provide, you know, it's women's health and prenatal care. Well, that's a bunch of bunk. I'm sorry, because they don't do that.
What an amazing, another amazing sting on Planned Parenthood by Live Action this time, where they called dozens and dozens
like 47,
of Planned Parenthoods.
Yeah,
around the country.
The US, yeah.
And as Cecile Richards and others are talking about, we don't need to be talking about abortion. We need to focus on the prenatal care and the breast cancer services and all of these things that Planned Parenthoods don't do. And so they called around, and not a single Planned Parenthood,
not one,
offered prenatal care. Their ultrasound machines are so they can check the age and size of the child in the womb so that they can kill it.
Right.
That, and they even acknowledge that. No, we're all about abortion. We don't do prenatal care. So that's just an all-out lie.
Yeah, and these young girls, you know, like I've worked in a pro-life pregnancy center years ago, and these young girls come in, they're pregnant, they don't know what to do, they feel stressed, you know, and I've known people in the same situation, and they go into a Planned Parenthood unknowingly what's going on and need help, and then they get pressured into having an abortion, and then they have to live with that abortion for the rest of their lives, and it also affects the man as well as the family, right?
That's right. And Matt Staver, of course, who's out today, he commented on this, Bill. I just want to read his quote, because he uses strong language here, and it's accurate and truthful language, whereas the left and Planned Parenthood engage in euphemisms. You know, it's not what it really is, pro-abortion. They call it pro-choice.
Right.
It's not really the live dismemberment of unborn babies. It's women's reproductive health. Well, Matt said this. He said, we commend the House for passing the No Taxpayer Funding for Abortion and Abortion Insurance Full Disclosure Act. He said the concept that taxpayer dollars are funding human genocide is unconstitutional. I pray that President Trump will sign the bill into law very soon as we continue the fight to make the womb a safe place again. And unfortunately, the womb, for especially minority citizens here in the United States, blacks and Hispanics, is the most dangerous place. It should be the safest place on earth, but it's the most dangerous place on earth for many, many millions of unborn children.
Right. And of course, Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, I don't think a lot of people realize that that was her whole purpose. She had a Hitler type mentality. She wanted to eliminate the certain minority races. She wanted to eliminate those who are disabled. She saw abortion as a key to doing that.
Absolutely. That was her whole purpose behind all this, and birth control, so-called family planning. The target were blacks. The target were the so-called infirm. She was an out-and-out eugenicist, just as Hitler. Hitler was a great admirer of hers. He acknowledged as such. And she stood on multiple occasions and spoke before the KKK, the Ku Klux Klan, promising them that her organization, now today Planned Parenthood, that the genesis of it, the purpose of it, was to quash and was to minimize these inferior minority races and minority infirm individuals. So that's what Planned Parenthood is really all about. And that's why the vast majority of Planned Parenthoods are located in minority neighborhoods in the inner city so that they can carry out their eugenicist mission of, I guess, purifying the race. It's pure white supremacy, and that's what Margaret Sanger was, a white supremacist. Planned Parenthood is white supremacist.
Right, human genocide. And, you know, at Liberty Council, we've had the privilege to represent Sandra Merritt. She was one of the journalists who unveiled the undercover videos that revealed that Planned Parenthood is making huge profits selling human baby body parts. You know, it's interesting to me that when the baby is in the womb, it's considered as just tissue. But then when they abort it, they sell it as human baby body parts. So that doesn't make sense to me, doesn't line up. So it's so important to know the truth and stay informed at Liberty Council at our website, lc.org. We rely on your prayerful support as we do represent our clients pro bono. So it's so important to know the truth. Please stay informed and involved at Liberty Council's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. Become an active partner of Liberty Council and make a difference in your community and across the nation. lc.org.